Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. And if you're just joining us, our focus is holistic wellness and the latest in mind-body techniques and natural ways to keep us all healthy.
You know, as you just heard, a primary focus for us here are natural ways to keep us healthy. So we're very pleased now to have somebody joining us who taps into the healing power of nature every day as part of her medical practice.
Dr. Ethelbaugh is a physician at the Sacramento Naturopathic Medical Center in Midtown Sacramento. She is one of three naturopathic doctors there whose healing approach blends ancient and modern medicine. Dr. Ethelbaugh, welcome to Healing Quest.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Good. It's good to have you here. First of all, we're really curious. I want to know, you grew up on a reservation in Arizona. That's right, Apache?
Yes, I grew up on the White Mountain Apache Indian Reservation.
Did that have an influence on your decision to become a naturopathic doctor versus an allopathic doctor?
Yes, very much. I grew up understanding herbal uses. My family was very into plant medicine, and so I wanted to be able to provide that type of medicine, but it's not something that's offered in allopathic
Western medicine schools.
Yes. Right.
Exactly. So did you know that early on?
No, I had never heard of naturopathic medicine. I was actually on a trajectory to go to dental school, and I was getting ready to take my DAT, and I had already done all my pre-med, and a dentist actually stopped me and said, "What are you thinking? You should be a naturopathic doctor." And it was the first time I'd ever heard of it. And I went and researched, and it was like just the most beautiful match that could have been made for me for a career.
How wonderful of him to guide you in that direction.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm thinking if someone is listening to us now and thinking, naturopathic medicine, like, what is that? Can you help us explain that to them?
Yes. Yeah, so naturopathic medicine, it's actually, you do go to medical school for it. So you learn pharmacology. You learn, in the school that I went to, we learned minor surgery. We learned chiropractic adjustments or physical medicine. Lots about botanicals. So they incorporate alternative medicine along with mainstream medicine education. And so you're able to give your patients options.
So I'm assuming but the emphasis is writing prescriptions for pharmaceutical drugs as the last resort versus
the
first
time.
Option.
Yes, yes. Most patients that are coming to see a naturopathic doctor are interested in other options. And the one thing I have to say about our field is we really pursue the cause of disease versus just treating symptoms. We spend a lot more time with our patients, and in the practice I'm in now, we spend an hour with every patient at each visit unless they request a different time frame.
Wow.
And we spend a lot of time hearing their whole story so that we can put the whole picture together and figure out holistically what do we need to do to bring their wellness and restore their health.
Well, we've been big fans of naturopathic medicine. We've had several NDs on our television show, and we were so impressed with the fact that they're like detectives.
You know,
they go in and they get the root cause. Not you know, they don't just deal with the symptoms. And unfortunately, in allopathic Western medicine, there's such a time constraint for doctors that they may want to spend more time with you, but they just can't spend more time with you. So they tend to treat the symptoms. And I'm not saying one is better than the other, but it's just the difference.
Yes. Yes, there's a time and a place for both. And I think ideally you would have access to both.
Yes, hopefully. I think you need access to both. Right, exactly. So tell us a little bit more about some of the things that you offer at the Sacramento Naturopathic Medical Center.
We do primary care, so we can treat basically anything that a general practice doctor will treat. Additional things that we do, we provide nutritional IVs for patients who are just really depleted or their intestinal tract isn't quite working up to par and they're becoming malnourished.
Well, so a nutritional IV, tell us, mm-hmm. like, what would be in that?
A blend of B vitamins, magnesium, selenium, vitamin C, calcium. So we try to put a good foundational amount of nutrients in there to get a person going.
So instead of taking 50 or 60 diet supplement pills a day, you might be, I'm exaggerating
yes.
now. But that's the point, is you're able to get this this custom IV that is just made for you.
Yes, and to bypass the gut if there's things going
yes.
on in the intestines.
Right. Right,
exactly.
Right.
So do you find people coming to you for that when they just don't feel good. They're not exactly sure what's going on. You try to get them into homeostasis or a more balanced state.
Yes. It acts as an assistant to other things that you're doing to help bring their health back or bring their vitality back.
I'm wondering, that sounds like also something that could be good for cancer patients.
Yes.
Is that, do you see a lot of cancer patients?
We do. Actually, one of the doctors that we work with, Dr. Ray, she sees mostly oncology patients.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good to know, because often nutrition is a big part of what helps them get through, rather than even other treatments if they're doing Western treatments.
Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Healing Quest here on News Radio KFBK, and we're speaking with Dr. Gina Ethelbaugh about naturopathic medicine and her perspective as an Apache woman on the healing power of nature. Another thing is, this is a time of year where kids are getting ready to go back to school. Do you advise parents and families about how to get ready for that, maybe from a different perspective than the pediatrician might?
Yes, definitely. We work a lot with trying to boost children's immune systems, because kids get sick and they share those illnesses at
yes,
school.
They do.
Yeah, so we're actually going to have a seminar in our clinic on August 24th at 6 o'clock, and anyone's welcome to join us. And we're just going to talk about ways that you can boost your child's immune system, things you need to know about the vaccine laws that are in effect so that your child can be in school and qualify, and just things that you can do to help there.
So what's the naturopathic perspective on the whole vaccine issue?
There's so many different schools of thought on it. Mm-hmm. I would say majority of the people that I know that are NDs feel that vaccines are necessary, but also they are a medical procedure, and that the parents of the children getting those or people who are getting those should have the choice. I mean, it's really comes down to freedom of choice of what medical procedures you're going to be including in your life.
That's right. That's a good answer.
Thanks.
that's a good answer.
Thank you.
So, I know we also want to talk about PRP and prolotherapy, because that's something I think you also do as
a
specialty.
Yes, we do. So we use PRP, which stands for plasma-rich protein, and it's utilizing your own plasma from your own system to help generate healthy growth of cells and different tissues. So we use it for skin therapy to help with aging healthy. Mm. We use it for...
Like that.
Yes, yes. We use it for reproductive health, meaning women who have issues with having orgasm. It's really phenomenal at helping to reach orgasm. We use it for incontinence. I've had great, great results with patients that suffer from incontinence with it. Erectile dysfunction, I mean, it is really an incredible therapy. And the fact that it's using your own body, I think, is what stands out the most to me about it, because it can't really get any more natural than
exactly
using your own cells.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful explanation, because I think, you know, we've all heard about this, but we didn't know exactly what that means, or it's something rock stars do.
Yes. Yes.
So I know that one of the challenges with naturopathic medicine is that most insurances don't cover it. Any advice to our listeners about how to deal with that situation?
Yes, the insurance piece is difficult. It's like there's good and bad about that. The good, I think, that comes of that is it does allow us the freedom to have lengthier appointments with our patients.
Exactly.
The negative aspect is people don't feel like they have access to care, because they pay so much already on their insurance, and then coming to have to pay extra is difficult.
So I'm sure that your office can provide more details for people
who
want to explore coming to the Sacramento Naturopathic Medical Center.
Yes, definitely. And we do free 15-minute phone consultations, so we can talk patients through some of the concerns that they would have or questions they have also.
We want to know about
Prolotherapy,
but I think we're going to have you come back, because we're out of time for today, but we'll have you come back and we'll talk about that, because that is also a very interesting option for people that are dealing with pain.
I would love to.
Yes.
We've been speaking with Dr. Gina Ethelbaugh about naturopathic medicine and her unique perspective on it because of her Native American background as an Apache woman. You can find out more about the Sacramento Naturopathic Medical Center at 916-446-2591. Are at SACND, that's S-A-C-N for Nora, D for David.com, SACND.com. And I will say the website's very well done. There's a wealth of information there. So if people have questions, I think they'll have many of them answered by going there.
Thanks so much for coming into the studio today to be with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's been a great pleasure.
What a beautiful woman. Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't we all love to have her as our doctor? Into those big blue eyes, I wish you could all see her eyes. They're gorgeous.
This is one of those times where I wish we were doing it on TV.
But I know.
She's a really, really special person.
Very special. Well, so is the Sacramento Naturopathic Medical Center.
So in the 15 years that we've been on our healing quest, I think we've never seen a place like the Sacramento Naturopathic Medical Center that has the range of skills and abilities that they do. Very, very unique and very impressive.
It is, to have three doctors in the practice and to have all of the services that they offer. You know, we're very impressed with them. And we're also very excited about the fact that they're impressed with our show. They wanted to be involved. They are a sponsor of the show. And we are so excited that they came on board to sponsor Healing Quest, to bring this show to all of you people out there listening.
And to bring this information, because it is information
that
needs to be more in the mainstream of healthcare.
It's, you know, right in the sweet spot of what we talk about here on Healing Quest. Mm-hmm.
Well, a reminder, podcasts available at KFBK website and the iHeartRadio app if you've missed anything today or in our previous shows.
And you can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, and we love it. You know, you can ask us questions on Facebook. We'll get back to you, or we'll maybe even give you a call and get back to you on the air. And also call our listener line at 877-544-4827. And let us know what you want to hear, or let us know if you've tried some of the things that we're talking about. We really want to hear from you. Or email us at info@healingquestradio.com.
Up next, we'll find out about 12 fruits and veggies that can literally add years to your life.
So stay tuned. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst, and you're listening to Healing Quest on KFBK and iHeartRadio.